This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, subject, the bartender's big tip. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 12 years, and my husband and I are in our mid-30s and are regulars at a local bar by our house. We've met a lot of great people at this bar and look forward to seeing them weekly for karaoke night. I like the sense of community we have there, and we can hang out with the other couples we've befriended. Everything was fine until recently when I found out that my husband has been sleeping with the 22-year-old bartender that always serves us. I was devastated, and I couldn't believe it, because when we would go there, she's always serving us with a smile, and she's such a sweet girl. I never thought about the large tip my husband left for her weekly. We believe in giving money for great service, and she was giving him really, really good service behind my back. The thought of her having my husband's tiny little private part to herself has hurt me to no end. She told me that my husband has given her money for college, helped her with bills at times, and keeps her hair and nails done. She told me that she's been to my house, which is conveniently around the corner from the bar. We dealt with it in-house and argued and cried. He begged me for forgiveness, and he promised that he was going to stop seeing her. The problem is, he's still going to the bar once a week for karaoke night, and even though he sits in another section now, she's still works there. I miss having fun with our regular crew, and I want to go back at some point, but I'm not there mentally. I'm still monitoring his phone and his whereabouts, and he said it's getting old and I need to trust him. How do I ever trust him again? I don't know on this one. First of all, I gotta say, I'm really sorry this happened to you. It is nothing worse than someone laughing and cheesing all up in your face and everything while they're sleeping with your husband behind your back. And because of that, that's why the trust is darn near impossible to get back, if at all. I mean, I don't think I could, because of who it is and how it was done, and the fact that he's had her all in your house, probably in your bed and all of that. Come on now. And excuse me, did your husband have the nerve to tell you to stop going through his phone and checking his whereabouts? Did he have the nerve to say that was getting old and that you need to trust him? Really, dude? I don't know how you can. I just don't know how you can. He's right back at the scene of the crime, and the girl still works there. This is compounding the situation, the trouble that he's in. He's back there already. How can you trust that? I mean, That's how it happened in the first place. So who cares that he's in a different section? What does that even matter? Why is that even in this letter? I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him, period. He's done nothing to try and win back your trust. Okay, so you guys cried and argued and all of that. Come on. He doesn't even have sense enough just to stop going back to the bar. You know, he could have started there. This is crazy. I don't know if you'll ever trust him again. I know you want to and you want to go back there, but how can you ever trust him with all of this going on? Steve?
You know, fellas, I know y'all think, man, that I side up with women a lot of times, but I just come from the true standpoint of it. I just don't like it when men do stuff that's stupid, and then the rest of us have to bear the brunt because of your mistake. A lot of us get distrusted because you stupid. You know, a lot of us can't get past, we deal with women with baggage because you gave them the baggage. Brother. And now here we go again. I'm just, this couple been married for 12 years. Y'all in your mid-30s, your regulars at a local bar by our house. We met a lot of great people. You go there, you sing karaoke, you meet people, hang out with other couples. Everything was fine until recently you found out that your husband had been sleeping with a 22-year-old bartender that always serves y'all. This lady said I was devastated. I couldn't believe it. Because when we would go there, she's always serving us with a smile. And she's such a sweet girl. Well, she's very sweet. Sweet as hell.
Your husband thinks so.
Oh, sweet tea. So you never thought about the large tip your husband left for her weekly. We believe in giving money for great service, and she was giving him really, really good service behind your back. The thought of her having my husband's tiny little private part to herself has hurt me to no end. And you decided to get him back by telling everybody he got a very tiny little private part.
Get him, girl. Get him.
So, well, you just hurt him back. I guess he had that coming, though. She told me, now this one, I don't know how the hell we done had. She told me my husband has given her money for college, helped her with bills, keeps her hair and nails done. She told me that she done been to my house, which is around the corner from the bar. Now, we dealt with it in-house and argued and cried. Now, who cried? Was he crying? Because this sounds like Sharon Osbourne right now.
Turn yourself to a victim.
Why is his ass crying?
This is terrible.
I'm crying. Dog, I'm confused. How did she tell you all this? When we come back, I'm going to tell you what I think.
All right, Steve, thank you. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject: the bartender's big tip. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject, the bartender's big tip.
Yep. Woo. Couple, been married 12 years. They're in their mid-30s. Been going to a local bar for karaoke and everything. Got friends down there having a good time. Till she found out that her husband was sleeping with the 22-year-old bartender. Never suspected anything because the girl is really, really sweet. And she's super sweet to your husband because he leaves a big tip. Now, we want to make sure that we got this right. We did say big tip. Because we couldn't have mistaken it for anything, because you said the thought of her having my husband's tiny little private part to herself has hurt me to no end, which gets us back to all he had to do, all he had was big tips. See, when you got little, small, tiny private parts, you got to tip big. You got to have big tips. Because you ain't got nothing else. You got to pay for college because you ain't doing nothing else. You got to get your hair done and nails done and all this because ain't nothing else happening. You got to have a big tip. Because your wife got it in the letter that you got the little bitty private part.
Oh, man.
Damn. Now, everybody down at the bar listening to this letter know it's you. All right, now here's the part that threw me a little bit. She told me, this woman who wrote the letter, said that the girl told her that my husband is giving her money for college, helped her with bills at times, keeps her hair and nails done, told me she'd been to my house, which is conveniently around the corner from her. How did that conversation come about?
Woo! Wow.
Yeah, she
went out there and approached the girl, and the girl said, yeah, he do this, he do that, he do that. You know, see, dude, got them young girls. She all on Instagram posting.
Yeah.
Her nails all in the story.
In the story.
Yeah, every time she go down there and get a bag or something, she posted.
Woo.
Now, we dealt with it in-house, argued and cried. He begged me for forgiveness and he promised he was going to stop seeing her. The problem is he's still going to the bar once a week for karaoke night, and even though he sits in another section now, she still works there. I miss having fun with our regular crew, and I want to go back at some point, but I'm not there mentally. So let me ask you a question. He told you he's sitting in another section?
That's crazy.
Because you ain't been back down there because you can't bring yourself to go back. But see, I would go down there. I'd go down there. I'd have myself a good time. Because you know what I'd do?
What?
Well, I don't want to say that because she might.
Don't say it. Don't say it. You all right? Say it.
Come on, Steve.
What
song is it? Come on, say it. Just say it.
I ain't finna go down there and miss karaoke.
I'm
going to go tell her boss that she done slept with my husband.
Oh.
And if you don't get rid of her, me and my friends going to take karaoke night somewhere else.
Okay. Okay.
Now, you ain't got to worry about your husband going down there seeing her because she going to be gone. See, lady, you letting everybody live like they used to live except you. She's still working. She's still getting tips. He's still going down there. He's still singing karaoke. Everybody goes back to life as usual but you. I don't know how you didn't go to the boss that owned the club and say, this is going to stop right here. Either she go or we go.
But Steve.
What?
Why is the husband still going down there? Why?
And what? I agree with you on that. That's stupid. That's dumb.
Yeah.
The last thing I'm going to do is go back there. I ain't that good.
Yeah, to be able to stay away from her.
Dog, ain't no man that strong. Y'all can stop all this now.
I know. This is terrible. She'll never be able to trust him again.
He looking over the top of his straw every time she go back.
What are you doing, Steve?
This how he
Yes, you know he's sitting where he can see her. Come on, they can make eye contact.
And she can see him. Every time she come by, this is what he do.
He in section photo. He not at the bar no more. He, in the
he got he got his little beer, little bottle of beer, keep putting his tongue down in it.
This is really bad.
And you're right. I don't see how he still what?
Yeah.
How you still going down there, partner? This ain't how this work. And she let him. But how you letting him go down there? Go down there again and see what happened. Everybody goes back to life as usual, except her.
She's not mentally ready, she said.
Oh, I'll be down. I'm singing karaoke this Friday, because guess who ain't finna be there?
Right.
Dog, I'm not going to be the only one uncomfortable in my life.
Right. She's too nice.
I promise you I won't see her no more. Go down to that bar again.
But she's down there. How are you not going to see her?
Well, he can go down there, but when he come home, his whole bed gonna be on fire as soon as he shut his eyes.
All right, listen, we gotta get out of here. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.